When something is established, it's permanent, it's set up, it's built, it's sealed in concrete. Is that if you believe God, what you need, what you prayed for, what you asked, what God responded to, it's established, it's set. And then he says, believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. Well, they obviously did believe, and it was their faith. Do you know faith always has a song? And it's not Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen either. That's not the right song for faith. Faith always has a song. Now, the Lord said, the battle's not yours, it's mine. It's my battle. It's my battle. Now, you will find that same phrase when David killed Goliath. It's not that you're going to be idle, that you're not going to have a part to play in winning, but it's that you're not there depending upon your ability. Now, when they were going to send David out to kill Goliath, when he said he would do it, they tried to put him in the armor, but he was too small and inexperienced in armor, and he just went out with his slingshot and his five stones. One pastor said, and I love that, he said, God had so infused his will and his plan, his power into David, and David was so dependent. He said to Goliath, I come to you in the name of the Lord. When you come in the name, you come in the power. You come in the presence. You come in the ability. He said, if that stone had boomeranged, gone around in a circle, it would have circled all the way back to Goliath's Ford. I don't know if you know anything about slingshots or how much of an expert you have to be to hit somebody in the only spot that's visible, because he was behind a body shield, which was held on two sides by two men, and a portable shield. So he's covered except for his eyes and his face. And yet he... But if you read the words of David in 1 Samuel 17, you'll see Verse 47, all this assembly shall know that the Lord saves not with sword and spear. You see, it's not David's ability. For the battle is the Lord's. Where did we just read that? That's what Jehoshaphat found out. He'll give you into our hands. Now here's something you may not have noticed in verse 46. This day will the Lord deliver you into my hand. I will smite thee and take your head from thee, and I'll give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines. It wasn't just Goliath he's planned to take down. He's planned to take down everybody, the host. The host of the Philistines, this day, and to the fowls of the air, to the wild beasts, that all the earth may know there's a God in Israel. I love that. Now, here's the question I want to ask you. If the battle is the Lord's, the battle against sin, the battle against disease, if the battle is the Lord's, how can you fail? Or if, let's say, the battle is yours, you've got no help, no assistance, it's your battle. Everybody's tried that, I suppose. Can you win? It's just you, your strength, your ability, your plan. Can you win if the battle is yours? Say, win this battle. Fight this battle. See, we must have the helping hand of the Lord, the power and the authority of the Lord. The battle is not yours. See, we fight a lot of battles with families and medicines and illnesses and financial lack, and we fight as if it depended upon us. But didn't God say, I will supply all your need according to my riches and glory? Did he say that? Did he say, I might, I could? Cross your fingers, hope so. He said, I will. So the battle is not ever really yours. The battle is the Lord's. To find out what he's going to do, the battle is the Lord's. The battle's the Lord's. It's not your battle. Now, we were born, for all have sinned and come short. That means the whole world was very short. The other day, a lady asked me if I was 5 foot, and I said, at least. I don't know what she was thinking. Here's the physical body. Now, you're a spirit being. When you come to Christ, you're a new creature. You have a new being. What you were before was a physical body and a spiritual body that was dead in sin. Now turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Dead in sin. But when Jesus came, the battle was his. He fought the battle. He offered you freedom if you would believe in your heart and confess with your mouth.